Hi, this is Daddy St. James. I'm with my husband, Larry.
Hello.
And this is Funny Lady Life. Well, if you're wondering why we have not been doing a podcast, it's because I had a little shoulder surgery and I have been feeling a little under the weather.
Yeah, Doc got a boo-boo.
Right. So Larry and I wanted to go out to dinner last night, and we love the Denny's. You know, we told you that. And Larry gets this. Well, did you get the double or the triple, Larry?
Well, you know, I always get the double, you know, because it's just so...
Cheeseburger. Cheeseburger.
Yeah, the double cheeseburger. It's just so good, you know, but I don't know. I was hungry, and for some reason, they added the triple to there, and I thought, I don't know. I'm going to have to give this a whirl, you know? Same meat, probably.
Right. Halfway through, he looks at me, and he goes, what did you say about the bun?
I just said I don't know where the hell the bun went. There was no bun there. I was just holding the meat.
Three patties, lettuce, tomato. I don't even know how you got your mouth on it, Larry.
Where did the top of the bun go?
I don't know where the top of the bun. I'm trying to keep in the laughter because it was truly funny. We're sitting in the Denny's and Larry just blurts out, where the hell did the bun go?
Yeah.
There was a bun.
And even without the bun, I carry measuring tape with me, you know, just for fun. I just, let's see. And you know, that baby clocked in at 4.2 inches?
I believe it,
without
Larry.
The top bun.
I believe it. He carries it around because if we go to estate sales, we want to know how big something is, you know. Larry,
his pocket. Or your burger.
And your pocket. We had a podcast about Larry's pockets, how he has a lot of stuff in his pockets. Anyway, or the burger, right. Anything you want to do that. But, you know, it may not be funny. We're trying to get back into the groove, right, Larry?
That's right.
Back to our funniness. Because, you know, with this shoulder situation, it hasn't been so much fun. You know, we try to make the best of it. We just went to the Goodwill to drop off some Tupperware, vintage Tupperware.
Yeah, vintage Tupperware.
Yes. And so, you know, being convalescing, okay, I had time to be in the house and stuck in the house for several weeks. And I thought, you know, I wonder if these vintage Tupperware are BPA-free. Because you know me, Larry. I like to be on the BPA-free train, right? And they're not.
Yeah,
if they're made before 2010, Tupperware is not. And I sold it. So the stuff that I had in the cupboards were the stuff that I was selling. You know, buying it for myself back before Avon, right? Yeah, that's a long time. That's a long time, Larry. Anywho, I just wanted to donate them. And Larry, what did you say?
Well, first of all, they said only clothes at this time. So I said, fine, I'll just throw the stuff away. Oh, no. So, Dot, I guess you want me to drive around, like, burning up my gas looking for a place to donate, right? So this BPA stuff that you're scared of or whatever like that? See, what I'm hearing is that this BPA... no good for you, but just give it to the other people. Let the poor folks have it, right? What the hell?
They might be collectors.
Let me just toss it. Save a life, Dot. No BPA for her.
I know, but you know what, Larry? They might be collectors because, you know, maybe they have like a dining room cabinet and they collect Tupperware. It's vintage Tupperware.
Why don't you just admit that no BPA for you, but okay for others? It doesn't even make sense. Just toss it.
That's
true. Spare them.
So yeah, so I'm going to have to go against my recycling property because I don't think they'll recycle these. And you know, I'm just going to have to throw them. Oh my God, don't tell anybody. Don't tell anybody. It goes against everything in my fiber. So yeah, so we're trying to slide back into the podcast routine, right, Lair?
Yeah.
And you know, we'll get there. But this is just a start and I hope you enjoyed Funny Lady Life. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Bye.